You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Diving back into it, it is a tough Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. I can't think of any other team or fan base to think of a tough Tuesday than those Indianapolis Colts. Man, the NFL season is a dog, dude. Like, right there the whole year, and then you see Daniel Jones get the injury a couple weeks back. He pops up on the injury report before they play the Chiefs. They lose to the Chiefs in overtime, knowing Jacksonville's right on the horizon for the division lead, and then Daniel Jones plays in that game and tore his Achilles in the opposite leg that he had fractured and had surgery or will have surgery on that leg. That sucks, dude. And then their backup quarterback, Riley Leonard,
yep,
he's now injured.
Gosh.
And their reports that one Philip Rivers is taking phone calls and talking with Indianapolis.
I think he's actually showing up there.
Can you do
the workout?
I was wondering, yeah. Can you do the snip snap, and just go get Joe Flacco again?
I was listening to some people talk about that yesterday. I think I was listening to WFAN and they were talking about that. Right? They're like, it's too bad that the trade deadline is already come and gone. Maybe the NFL should not have a trade deadline in season for instances like this, you know, or maybe there's an emergency break glass in case of major injury where you can go out. The only way they were like, you can get Joe Flacco is who is he playing for now? Cincinnati, right? If they released him and then he could sign, you know, with the Indianapolis Colts. Damn. But, you know, I don't know why they would, you know, release him at this point in the season, but unless, you know, give him the opportunity to go play for the Colts. But let me ask you guys this. Would you rather be a Colts fan today or a Chiefs fan today?
Chiefs.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
Based on the way that the season's gone, okay, would you rather have what the Colts had this year or what the Chiefs had this year?
Chiefs.
100%. There's nothing worse than having that. Well, it's like going to a strip club and leaving alone. That's what the Colts are. I mean, there's no other way to put it, right?
Just sucks.
That's the way it is. You go to the strip club, you're having the greatest time of your night, lights turn on, sunshine goes back to the room, and you head home with the boys.
Or it's like going to a holiday party and saying something, and everybody else looks at you like, did he really just say that?
What the hell was
that? I don't know
that?
If I'm talking about myself, but I probably am. But my tough Tuesday goes to those Indianapolis Colts fans. I feel for you. I really do. That's not sarcastic. That's not sarcasm whatsoever. That just sucks, man, and it's a tough Tuesday for all of you guys out there.
Yeah, it really is. I sat in front of a Colts fan at the game, and he was like from like Payola or something, right? So we were talking and, you know, whatnot, and he was rowdy at the beginning of the game, and then you could see it just dissipate as the game went along when the Chiefs were able to win that game, and now they've got all this heaped upon them, man. I do. I really do feel bad for the fans and everybody associated with that organization. My tough Tuesday goes to the Notre Dame athletic director. I mean, I don't know that I've seen more of a child baby crybaby in sports than this Pete Bavakwa guy. I don't know what part of Jersey he grew up
Baklava?
In, but Pete Bavakwa clearly grew up somewhere in Jersey. He was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday bitching about not getting into the college football playoff and how Miami got in, and then decided to draw a line in the sand and start taking shots at the conference, the ACC, of which Notre Dame is not a member of when it comes to the sport of football. And so the Notre Dame athletic director said, you know, we didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami, but it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. The head of the conference said, we respect Notre Dame, blah, blah, blah. With that said, when it comes to football, we have a responsibility to support and advocate for all 17 of our football-playing member institutions, and I stand behind that. Yes!
Yep.
That's the right answer. Like, memo to Notre Dame, you are not part of the ACC. The fact that they didn't fight for you is the right thing to do. They fight for the people that are in their conference. Notre Dame plays hockey in the Big Ten. They do their other sports in the ACC, and their football is an independent. If they make a bowl game or the CFP, you know who gets all that dough? Notre Dame! If Miami gets in, you know who gets the dough? The ACC, and they split it with everybody. So, yeah, they're going to advocate for a team that has made the commitment to them. Notre Dame has made a commitment to no one but themselves. So for this guy to be out here crying and bitching like a little baby yesterday, Pete Bavakwa, shut the F up, Pete, and sit the F down and join a GD league.
Hey, you guys don't invite me to the party. Yeah, dude, you're not in the club.
You're not part of it.
Yeah, you could have been. You're not.
You're not.
You choose not to be.
Right.
It's not basketball. Sorry.
What's the I think you should leave skit where the guy's trying to learn about getting hair? Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Said it. What'd you guys talk about? Sex.
Yeah.
Just tell me what he said. Nope, you're not invited.
Club Aqua. Club.
I want to get to Club Aqua. Okay, I'll see you there.
Hey, this is stupid. It's, like these idiots that run college sports, and they are, they're morons. Do the say it out loud test. Well, the ACC fought for a team that's in the ACC that's part of the conference. We're kind of part of the ACC, but we're not in football. I don't understand why you didn't support us. Because you ain't part of the league.
Because we don't CCU in our club.
Yeah.
My tough Tuesday, it's going to just be, it could be a tough Tuesday for some Chiefs players. So I thought we could go through a couple and you can decide cut or keep. And you guys as well, 913-586-7965. Want to hear your thoughts on these as well. Cut or keep these Chiefs players.
Let's and start. We're just taking out contracts. Yes. Please don't get into the weeds on the text line about
dead caps and things
torts
like this.
And yeah, whatever else you want to get into. We're not here for that today. This conversation.
Cut just means like get rid of, get not rid trade. Of.
Yep. Yeah, just yep. Get rid of. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be trade in this
scenario. Exactly. Just, yeah, exactly. We just stop with the minutia
not
text
on this
line.
Team,
yeah.
On this team.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Yes. If you want to get in the minutia, at me on Twitter. We'll get into it. Chris Jones, cut or keep?
Gone.
Okay.
I'd keep him.
Okay. McDuffie.
Let me jump in real fast. Yes, for me, I get rid of him because I look at Chris Jones as part of the reason why this team has not been able to move forward. We're going to talk about it with Travis Kelce a little bit as the morning goes along. But I think in order for this team to grow, it's time to say goodbye. So that's where I stand on that one.
And you're keeping?
Yeah. Okay. I would keep Chris Jones.
Okay. Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, I'm absolutely number one trade target for me this offseason.
Okay.
If I should say trade target. The number one guy I want to trade, number one trade option for me is Trent McDuffie. So, yeah, I am absolutely 1,000% shopping him.
Yeah, I just go on pass record. Brett Veach doesn't sign corners. Is Trent McDuffie any different? I don't know, but I would probably see what happens. I think you'd move on.
Juwan Taylor.
Gone.
Gone.
Yeah, you've got Esa Pole. Yeah, he should be your starting right tackle based on what we saw against one of the best defensive lines in the history of the Jaylen NFL. Moore. Yeah, and you have Jaylen Moore too. Yeah, there's no reason to keep Juwan Taylor around.
Nope. Bob's 3 for 3, 2 for 3 for Dustman. Next one, Trey Smith.
I'm keeping Trey.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I would keep him.
Well, I put it in there just because he's the highest paid guard in the league and, you know, not necessarily premier position, had some injury issues, just thought it could be a discussion. Sure.
No, it is, but and I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. That just because we both said keep him, that I keep Trey Smith because I do believe that he's a very good lineman in the prime of his career right now. And if Patrick Mahomes has, you know, line issues, if you will, I would think Trey Smith would help with that.
Yeah, I just don't know if there's any value to trade for him.
Well, that's very
big, high price guard.
And I mean, it makes sense if you were going to be able to trade guards in this league, because then you would just be like, all right, well, then there can Pole play that, or can Jaylen Moore play that? Obviously, that whole domino effect. So I would keep him.
You're creating more holes on your roster.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And finding that trade partner would be pretty tough.
If he was a tackle, though,
all day. Yeah. See ya. Talk to you later, Nick Bolton.
Gone.
Yeah,
same.
I think good riddance. Absolutely. And again, it's tough love. It's a business.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
and this should be a lesson for the Chiefs. Like, middle linebackers are running backs, man. We don't pay those people.
No. And maybe they should pay the running back this offseason. But
yes.
But I think, you know, when you start to look around and really analyze what we've seen on this team this year, and I said this after the Dallas game to you guys. The defense just looks slow. Mm-hmm. They're a step behind everything. They looked at the other night, even against C.J. Stroud, like if they were just a step quicker in certain – like Dusty has been on this, you know, almost interceptions all year back to the Jacksonville game. If you're a step faster
– You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Almost interceptions are interceptions. Almost recovering fumbles are recovered fumbles. Almost making the tackle, you are making the tackle. I just think this whole defense right now is just old. It's a step slow, and it needs an entire refresh. BBL stinky.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.